Blog Talk Radio.
I woke up this morning, the pillowcase I was holding. I was only dreaming, it was you. I tried my best to let it go. Something wouldn't let me know. I might have been pretending, but it's all I can do. I've tried wishing on stars, closed my eyes so hard, made deals, made vows, tried screaming out.
Michael Long, and we have Joshua Darnell on the show right now, and Joshua's going to be taking your phone calls. The number to call on in, 347-884-8245. Anything you need help with, but we're kind of centering the calls on relationships, either with love or your relationship to things. You know, it could be money, it could be food, it could be you know, many things. Joshua is one of the very best out there. Joshua is a licensed spiritual counselor. He has a master's degree in health and human performance and a master's degree in psychology with emphasis in marriage and family therapy. And Josh is a psychic medium who talks to clients' spirit guides, mixing it all together to really give people really effective, really meaningful help to make a difference in their lives. So Josh has been with me here for, I think, the last 3 years, maybe four, and always enjoy my time when Josh comes on. One of the very best here at Journey into the Light, and we're glad he is here. Once again, the phone number to call on in to speak to Joshua, the number is 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone. Please have your question ready so we go to the phone lines. We're here in just a few moments here. So thank you for being here tonight. Okay, so let's go here and let's bring in Joshua Darnell to the show. Welcome back, Josh.
Hey, Michael. Great to be back.
Yeah, good to have you here. And how are things going in Los Angeles?
Oh, things are fantastic. Just moved down to Marina Del Rey from Culver City and just getting situated, getting all unpacked and really enjoying the beach.
That must be great. You go down there each night.
Amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. You know, just to do a little walk, little run down to the beach and connect with my own angels, connect with my own inner self, which I think is a good practice for all of us to do. Because oftentimes, really, you know, even though it's good to go to other people, for reflection, to learn about ourselves, ultimately, all of our own answers are within ourselves. And the more that we can be open and available to our own inner guidance, you know, the stronger we're going to be in our own spiritual authority.
Amen. Yeah. I know my time visiting beaches, I mean, I can't think of either. As much as I love the mountains, the Rocky Mountains, I still think the beach is just such a great, best way to clear yourself and just let all the troubles of the world, you know, kind of go away. It just doesn't seem important anymore, you know? You know that because you go there every night.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, just the fact of the oxygenated air, you know, meaning that because of the waves crashing and so forth, the air is actually has more oxygen in it than normal. So there's a lot of really good, you know, physical qualities to it, a lot of good spiritual, mental, emotional qualities to it. But, you know, really, whether it's, you know, going down the beach or going to the desert or going to the mountains, you know, these, you know, the desert's great for us, you know, really to kind of like clear the air. Like, we've got a desert out here as well. That's the thing I love about California is we've got it all. You know, the desert's really, I love going to Joshua Tree. I love going out to the desert as well, just to kind of clear my thoughts. You know, the mountains are great, to really, you know, clear. To me, the mountains is really very spiritual in terms of, you're going high up in consciousness and being with nature, you know, all the woods and, you know, the trees and the greenery and sometimes even the snow and so forth. And then the water is really great, you know, as well for because really we came from water. We came from the ocean. You know, the ocean is really our mother, you know, although, you know, obviously we have Mother Earth, but the ocean is really, you know, where life comes from. And so anytime that we can be in salt water, you know, it does a great job balancing our chakras. And anytime we can be, you know, around water, just seeing water, it really helps in terms of just the vastness in our own subconscious to know that there are infinite possibilities, that a lot of things are possible. And so it does a lot to, you know, with the psyche as well.
Yeah, and I didn't know that about the waves crashing, bringing more oxygen to the area. So that makes a lot of sense. I knew there was just something about it that really restored you. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and, you know, if a lot of us, of course, are not, you know, near things like that on a regular basis, so, you know, we got to find our parks, our location that we can, you know, find a stress relief that does it for us. I know the just being outdoors does a tremendous stress relief.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, in a lot of times, like out where you are, you know, in more rural areas, you know, you've got cleaner oxygen, you've got clearer air, you know, than what we have, you know, here in the city. So it's, you know, so some, so obviously, yeah, we do have an advantage in terms of living on the West Coast, but you all have the advantage of, you know, not being in such contaminated, you know, air either, you know. So we're, you know, there's lots to be said about, you know, each place having its own geographical energy, you know, and even its own, you know, geographical, you know, chakra, you know. And so it's so wherever we are and wherever we feel like we belong, it's serving us, you know, energetically on multiple levels of our consciousness. It's not like, oh, hey, I live in Arkansas, or oh, hey, I live in LA. No, there's actually you know, openings, vortex openings, and energetic aspects that we're being fed on. And so every part of Pachamama, Mother Earth, is really beautiful. It's just more about making the intention to connect with it, no matter what type of, you know, scenery, what type of landscape we're in.
Yeah, that's what I love about you, Josh. You always are able to bring a positive into everything, and that's what we all need to strive for. But you're totally right. I mean, the biggest thing, I live in Oklahoma City, but the biggest thing, it's not a huge city, but it's still a city, and I love just getting away from the cities and just driving out on my days off, just driving. I might not have a location to go, but just to drive out in the countryside. I guess because I grew up on a farm too. I just love the country, love the open air and just the open spaces. That's my heaven. So.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what's important, you know, to really just feel and see, you know, what opens us up, because, you know, this whole idea of, you know, materialism driving us, you know, the big job, the, you know, the house or the cars or whatever driving us, you know, that's not really what feeds our soul. It may be great for our ego, but it's not really what really fulfills that our heart and fulfills our happiness. So we, not to say that materialism doesn't matter, because of course it does, both spiritually as well as in our society. But we can't serve two masters. We can't say that we love God, but then also love, you know, love money, you know, love materialism. And although, you know, and although many of us wouldn't say that we do, you know, that our choices and our actions that we make really dictate what we do desire and what is important for us. So, like earlier, you were talking about relationships. Well, you know, like I've said before, everything is in relationship to us, and that's really the whole purpose of us being on this earth plane. The whole purpose is for us to learn how to be gods and goddesses with lower G's, because we are all gods and goddesses, and learn how we can create and witness and observe ourselves creating, because that's what we're doing, either consciously or unconsciously. And so the whole idea of relationship, which is the divine feminine, that's represented by the number two. Number one is you're represented by the divine masculine, wanting to create and having the desire to create. But the divine feminine comes in and reflects back to us. And remember, masculine and feminine has nothing to do with gender, just more, you know, energy. But the divine feminine reflects back to us who we are. And that's why I love relationships, whether it's our relationship with ourselves, which is, you know, first and foremost, our relationship with money, our relationship with our lover, our relationship with our kids, relationship with where we live, you know, anything. It reflects back to us, you know, who we are and what we choose to be. And so it's not about what I can get from my partner or how my partner can serve me, but it's more about, okay, what's my partner reflecting back to me, and how is this making me feel? The same thing with money. Money is a very strong financial energy, you know, and a very strong energetic, you know, that the universe uses to help us see where we are, to reflect back to us where we are in our consciousness. and whether we are obsessive over it because we have a lot of it, or obsessive over it because we don't have much of it. You know, it's all perception, and it's our own inner self, you know, that that we get to observe and choose, you know, who we want to be with it. And so ultimately the biggest teaching here is we're none of us are victims. At some level, you know, our soul is choosing what takes place for us, because according to ancient wisdom, you know, we are co-creating our lives. And a lot of people, you know, maybe can accept that mentally, but to really accept that emotionally is big. You know, to really accept every single thing taking place in my life is a part of my co-creation. Because once we can accept that, then we can actually choose to change it. And then we can, you know, start to be on a course to live the life that our soul chose to live. And so we're not a victim by karma. We're not a victim of sin. You know, those are all lies. Karma ceases to exist the moment that we raise our consciousness. And so it doesn't matter what you've done in past lifetimes or what you've done in this lifetime. Yes, karma is real in the sense that all energy that we give out to the universe eventually comes back to us. However, you know, what I always tell my clients is if we raise our consciousness, well, it's like a boomerang effect. So if we actually raise up a level, well, that boomerang effect is not going to go to where we currently are. It's going to go to where we were when we first, you know, administered that energy out to the universe. And so the way to dissolve our karma is to, you know, raise our consciousness.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And we want to also invite folks to, you know, call in and have your questions, and we go in between calls and discussion. And so let's bring in a call here for Joshua, and we didn't get to in the last hour. So Ohio 216, and I forget your first name again. Can you? Ishmael?
Yes.
Okay.
Ishmael.
How y'all doing?
Yeah. Good. It's a powerful name.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I've heard I need to read up on it, but I have actually had a chance to actually listen to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I heard some good stories about it. I just had a simple question.
Definitely.
I guess it's more in regards to my relationship that I'm in. Just kind of just wondering any advice, any heads up that I need to be aware of, or just.
Well, okay. Honestly, like, you know, your relationship right now is about yourself, and it feels like your relationships tend to kind of be a distraction, because there's much more, you know, power in you that you have not accepted yet. And so it's not the one for you, and it won't.
Screening room, can I get your first name?
Ishmael.
Hello? This is 617?
No, this is Ohio 216. I was just on the phone with the.
Holy cow, how's the phones get mixed up? Okay, stand by.
You are to do on this planet. Go ahead.
I'll say that. I didn't hear you, but I have to go back and just record it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, basically, the bottom line is your relationship right now needs to be about yourself, and focus on yourself, because
right.
There's a lot of your soul wants to grow, and until you do that, your relationships are just distractions.
Right, I agree with you. And actually, that's what I've been – it's like my heart's been telling me that these last few days. Our relationship right now has been really, really rocky for a very long time, and I just feel like that I'm just to the point where I believe and I know that I just put too much energy into it, and it's just like I don't feel like it's equal. It's not, you know, it's not the same. I'm just not feeling it, and I was just, you know, wondering, do you see anything there or what could be the problem? Why it's not
the
working?
The problem is you.
Or it's me.
The problem is you. Yeah. I mean, it, you know, I'm kind of kidding, but you know, well, no, I mean, it's part of it's part you. I mean, I'm not when I say the problem is you, that's true, but I'm not saying that she doesn't have anything to do with it. What I'm saying is that you've attracted this relationship to you because the way that you've described the relationship with her is really the relationship with yourself. And so because your relationship with yourself is on, you know, is rocky because your relationship with yourself is not, you know, in is not stable. That's now what you're attracting to you, and you're just spinning your wheels right now and wasting your time.
Okay. So basically, the
yeah,
bad
like
thing?
What? No, everything's great, man. This is just reflection, you know. What I'm saying is, you know, break it off with her. Take some time for you. What would be great for your soul is just to kind of take a weekend away, you know, and just read and be with yourself and you know, write down like your dreams, write down what you feel like spirit's telling you. You're the biggest enemy that you have is yourself because you disbelieve what your potential is and what your connection is. So it's time, you know, for you to start standing in your own power.
On the spiritual realm? Okay. Yeah, I've actually been feeling like I have some, like, spiritual stuff that's been going on. I don't know if it's my mother trying to reach out to me. My mother deceased when I was 17. I've had people say, yeah, she's trying to reach out to you. She's trying to get your attention. I had, like, sleep paralysis that had happened, and I've been having this back pain, and I felt like it's been all spiritual in regards to that. I don't know. This is, like, I don't know.
You do
know.
You do know. It's like when we say, I don't know, that's the ego. It's just, you do know. It's just to start. You know, to listen, like, you're getting all these messages. It's like, just accept it. Accept it because you're getting all this, like, pain and all this, like, conflict and stuff because your soul just wants you to surrender. Just surrender and you know, yeah, your mom is reaching out to you. And you know, your back pain is about support. And so, you know, how are you supporting yourself, you know, and getting back to your chi? You know, and that's your second chakra. That's getting back to, you know, your own power. And accepting your power and reading up on why your parents gave you a very powerful name.
Wow. I've been on a long journey. I've been dealing with this back pain for like 2 years, 2.5 years, all MRIs, everything's coming back clear, nothing wrong. I've been hitting since day one, spiritual. Doctors, they don't know what's going on. They don't know why I'm having this pain. I feel it's spiritual. It's like you said, I feel like I pretty much surrender, but don't seem like it happened, or maybe I just need to do more.
That's what I say. Like cut out all, you know, relationships that really feel draining to you, and just go on a little soul retreat, man, for like a weekend, a week, you know, whatever you can do, 5 days, and like I say, just read, meditate, walk in nature. Pray, you know, and just create the foundation for yourself to receive and to be open to your messages. But definitely write. Like, that's the biggest thing. Just saying,
write.
Write.
Like, write my thoughts, feelings, and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You got a few words as far as for beginners or anything like that? Like, I mean, I know that you just gave some, like, it was like meditation and... maybe getting counseling on the spiritual realm, is that kind of good? Talking with somebody?
I think counseling is always great, you know, as long as it's someone with the right consciousness. The thing that I'd say is never to lose our own spiritual authority, whether we're talking to a psychic or a spiritual counselor or anyone, you know, never to lose our own spiritual authority because your angels and spirit, they want direct communication with you. And so oftentimes we go to spiritual counselors that try to help us, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's why I make a good living. It's for that. But ultimately, the good ones should always be directing you back to you and how you can formulate your own relationship. You know, if they're not helping you formulate your own relationship with spirit, you know, run away, because then they're about their own ego. So you want to go to someone that can help you develop your own relationship with yourself. But you're not that far away, dude. Like, you just got to open up. Like, you keep looking outside of yourself for answers, and you just got to sit and just, like I say, just write. Like, it's you're not, like, in the clouds. You just need to accept it.
Okay.
You're not far away.
Honestly, I feel like it's there. I agree with you. It's just I feel like I'm kind of lost. Like, I don't know exactly where I need to go to pursue it, kind of, sort of, steep.
Yeah, and you know, and that's typical. But that's why I say just start with sitting. Start with opening up.
Okay.
Yeah, start with just listening. You know, start with just, and then you'll be guided, you know, to your next answer. But you've got to believe in it. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's like a skill. It's like going to the gym. You got to keep working at it so that the volume goes up. And lay it all out, man. Like have a real talk with your angels, and just like you would like your friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are. It doesn't need to be anything formal. Yeah.
Okay.
God bless you, man. Like, email me or give me a call if you want, you know, further help.
Okay. Well, you don't give us another on the line, do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure we will later.
All right. I appreciate it.
Wait, find out your name. Find out the meaning of your name.
Huh?
I was saying find out the meaning of your name.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate you. All righty. Yeah, definitely. That's one thing you want to look up. The name like
Same
that.
Same with you, Mikael. You as well, Mikael.
Well, I got dual names.
Huh?
I got dual names. You see, like, my full name, I said this on the show, you know, here and there. You probably don't know this. My full name, I was named, you know, Bible name. So my first name, my middle name is Michael. That's what I go by on the show. But my first name is David. So there's another.
Oh.
Yeah. See, so I know all about my name.
Keen Warrior.
Yes.
Yeah, you're a keen warrior for.
That's right.
You know, for spirit. That's
those
powerful.
Two names.
but even like the, you know, it's almost like on that end, it's like the one you're choosing. Like, you're choosing to go with Mikael.
Right.
You know, and you know, Mikael is an angel. You know,
right.
So there's a lot of symbolism in that as well.
Yeah, you know, when I started the show 9 years ago, I had no idea where it was going to go, and I really was, you know, more into looking into the paranormal, into the hauntings and things like that. That's what where I was at the time. I was helping people that had these issues throughout the country. So I picked my middle name to go with, thinking I'm going to be, you know, all across the world. I don't know who's going to, you know, do what. I don't want to, you know, you don't want to just put your, you know, it's a big step, you know, putting your full name out there. And more than people, a lot of people on radio and TV, you know, use a stage name. They make up a name. Most people do that in radio. Just because you're putting your name out there. And, you know, in the first years of doing this, so we had a lot of trolls, not just on my show, but others, but people literally called me at home, just said the most awfulest things. You know, you wouldn't, and I know other people that had it even worse. They had, you know, the, like they, people were calling the fire department on them. They were having a whole bunch of pizzas delivered to their house. I mean, just nonstop harassment. And, yeah, just because you put out – so, you know, using a stage name, you know, gosh, I can't down that at all. I didn't. My middle name is really Michael. But anyway, it's amazing. You know, we try to do good work for people, but there's a lot of crazies out there. So
in your personal life, are you called David?
Like, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, she's about the only one. You know,
did she call you Dave or David?
You're getting deep now. Well, I would say Dave, you know.
Okay.
But gosh, you know, I know Michael so much more now. Whenever I go like the doctor's office and they'll be like, David Long. And I'll be like, who, that's not me. I'm Michael. And I so resonate with that now. And
yeah.
Kids is calling me dad. So it's not, it's really weird. So.
Well, there's just a lot of power in names, you know, like, about 2 years ago, I was being told by like all of a sudden, like, by my psychics, by my, even my friends who were tapped in, you know, but not psychic. They're just, you know, they just have a spiritual practice. Like all of a sudden, like within 30 days, I had about 8 people, like they were close to my life saying, you need to be called Joshua and no longer Josh. And it just came in all my readings and all this type of thing. And so I started studying that, you know, just the power of our name and recognizing that, you know, by just being known as Josh, I was actually cutting off the Ua, and that Ua, you know, was the part of that spiritual connection that I was not fully surrendering to yet. You know, so there's a lot in our name. I mean, there's a lot of energetic power in what we choose to call ourselves and what we allow others to call us. So.
Right.
And it's usually tied into our subconscious.
Yeah. I told my wife once, I said, I prefer to you call me Michael. She said, no, I've known you as Dave since we met 30 years ago. I'm not changing it now. Like, all right. But, I mean, you know, she don't really call me my first name. It's honey this, it's honey that. But you know, it's funny. I'm not really used to my first name because going in school and high school and all that, I had a nickname, and it's probably the first time I've said this on the show that I went by. And the reason for this, now this is like really dates you back, but when I had my first car, you know, this is back in the 70s. And so back then, you know, they had those clocks in the car that had the dial on them. And I just thought, oh, that's just, that's so old-fashioned. So I went and had at Kmart, I had a digital clock installed in the car. It was just something that was just something small. But it was a digital clock, and my friends thought it was so cool. So I got the nickname of Dig, so because I had a digital clock in my car. So everywhere I went, it was Dig this, Dig that. And so... anyway, I digress, but so, you know, I mean, it's something, you know, now think about, you know, a digital clock. I mean, it's so advanced from that now. I mean, it's who has clocks? I mean, it's all on our phones, and who has watches, you know? I mean, I used to wear a watch, but I don't anymore, but great things. Well, let's take another call here, and let's see here. Area code 617, welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Annette, which is my middle name, but I'm not going to use that. So I'm going to use my birth name, which is Gwen.
Cool. Hi, Gwen.
Names come out.
Hi. Yeah, it really.
Getting,
I think that your names have an energy and a vibration.
Yeah, they do. Amen.
You know, so I know. I remember someone saying you should really use your name, Gwendolyn.
Yeah.
I never thought of it. Yes, I should.
I love that. Yeah, and a lot of times when we are going by nicknames or what have you, you know, and then when we do step into our full given name, it is like a baptism. It's like an initiation.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, you know, it's like, okay, now I've found the road to what my soul's purpose, my soul's destiny was here.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why, you know, when people say that their name, you know, is, you know, Michael, you know, I call him Mikael, or when they say their name's Dave, I call him David, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
like I really believe in giving them, you know, everyone their full name.
Exactly. Which I don't understand why my family never called me Gwen. It was always Annette.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where I made that switch. I made a switch somewhere where it's like, no, my name is Gwen. It's Gwendolyn. So I don't know where
I... Yeah, Gwendolyn's powerful.
Exactly. Someone else said the exact mm-hmm. same thing. Because my different experiences in my life have been connected with Annette.
Right, right. Yeah, and so, you know, there could be a lot of psychological, you know, things with that, which
yes.
I believe in, and that, you know, again, you know, oftentimes it's about kind of still hiding, you know, our true purpose
mm-hmm.
or hiding ourselves, you know, like,
right.
Especially when we talk about the spiritual world, you know, like I'll oftentimes get hired to do, you know, house cleansings and all that. And, you know, in the Wicca world, you know, when we feel a ghost or a spirit, you know, or an entity, when we know its name, we can then actually command it, you know, to leave.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of power in terms of, you know, what we are calling ourselves and what we allow people to call us.
Yeah.
And when we are using, you know, other names besides our given name, I mean, it's not so absolute to say, oh, well, if you're not using your name, then that means this. Like, I'm not going to go there, but I will say that there's power in terms of stepping into our full name and you know, having that be a very conscious choice.
Yes.
And like I say, it is a very strong initiation. And that's why a lot of people too. You know, on the spiritual path, they'll rename themselves something because
that's
they don't
true.
Feel like their original name, you know, really coincides with their new, you know, profound purpose.
Exactly.
I don't necessarily think that that's needed, but a lot of times people do that, you know, as almost a reminder. Say,
mm-hmm.
well, I'm going to be called this. And what they're saying is, you know, please call me this so I can remind myself who I've, you know, chosen to be.
That's right.
You know, because their original name reminds them of who they were in the past, and they don't want to go back to that vibration.
Mm. Yes, yes. That's very true. That's very, very true. Yes, yes. So that's why, I like I said, I don't know where I made the switch with Gwen, from Annette to Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know when.
Are you ready to come back?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I am.
That's all that really matters.
I know.
Yeah.
I am.
You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
so that's why it's important.
You know?
That's why it's important that when I, you know, when I ask for a reading, that I use Gwen, because
mm-hmm.
Annette will get a different reading than what Gwen would get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a different personality.
Right.
Definitely.
Energy is very different.
Yeah,
and
I would even say, you
know,
go. Yeah, and then, you know, try out Gwendolyn and see what kind of reading you get with your full, you know, with your full name.
Exactly, and that's why I'm calling you tonight.
Cool.
And Gwen's more playful. Gwen is actually more playful, more flirty.
Uh huh.
Than Annette.
That's good.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes. Yes.
That's healthy.
Yes. Yes. My question is in regards to a friendship relationship with a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to decide whether or not if this friendship is going to grow stronger.
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
What it feels like, what I'm hearing is it's time for you to grow stronger, and so again, you know, oftentimes, you know, our own, you know, kind of like what I was saying in the beginning of the show is that we know the answer within ourselves, And so oftentimes we'll know the answer within ourselves because we'll project what the answer is in our relationships. So you're looking at the friendship and going, well, will this go stronger? Well, again, you know, I hear your angel saying, well, are you going to go stronger? You know, and based off this conversation, in terms of what you've been saying, I believe you will. I believe you're actually on that path. But,
I believe so, too.
Yeah, but oftentimes we want things in our relationship that our soul is wanting for ourselves. Because if your focus now turns into, okay, well, is myself as Gwendolyn going to go stronger? Well, then by you growing stronger, the relationship will probably actually dissipate because you're now operating out a different higher consciousness than this gentleman is.
That's true.
You know, and oftentimes we placate ourselves or we keep ourselves small because we know that to be the truth. And we don't want to lose our lovers. We don't want to lose our friends. We don't want to lose our family.
That's so
and
true.
And so that's why many of us stay in this like rhythm of mediocrity because we're afraid to lose the people around us. But in essence, what we're losing is ourselves.
Oh, my God, that's so true.
So this is about you as a woman, you know, stepping into yourself. And stepping into your goddess self and saying, you know, I don't give a freak, you know, about anyone but me, you know, because I'm in tune with my own spiritual authority. And I know from that, you know, from that eminence and that radiance, then the right man, the right king will come to me.
Yes. That is so true. When you want to know something, that voice tells me that it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to take care of him. You don't have to. You don't have to be the one that is nurturing this. You don't have to. And if this is not for you, it's not for you. And it's okay that it's not for you. I hear this in my spirit every day. Let it go. It's not for you. Let it go.
So you didn't listen?
It's screaming at me. I don't have a choice but to listen.
it's
like in my face. You're right. Because what I'm noticing that is draining to me, I'm actually noting this is a drain to me. Because I feel that relationships are a balance. And it's not balanced.
Right. Yeah.
And I want balance and stability.
Amen. Exactly.
And I'm not getting it.
And so, right. But also you're not getting it because you're not getting it to yourself.
Exactly.
So so this is about putting your life back into divine order.
Yes. Yes.
Because
you're right. It's like, I don't give a frig about what I'm me. That's how it is. You don't like it? Then step over to the other side of the street.
That's right. I'm Gwendolyn.
Right. Hear me roar.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No more.
And have fun with that, you know? Have fun with playing with yourself to discover who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like Gwendolyn. I really do. I like Gwendolyn. And I just don't want to take care of anyone. That may sound selfish, but I don't want to drag someone along with me.
Well, you know,
I want us to come together.
Right. And this is what I'd say is you're not being selfish. You're being what Dr. Reverend Michael Beckwith says, is you're being self-full.
Self-full.
You know, so being self-full, like being aware of yourself. And because ultimately we cannot love anyone until we love ourselves. So I'd say go out, take Gwendolyn out to dinner, take Gwendolyn out on a date, and go from liking her to falling in love with her.
Yeah.
And getting to know her and getting to know what that box is that's going to open up and you're going to discover, you know, parts of you that you know, that haven't been out in a while.
That's true. That's very true, because she hasn't. This is like an awakening for me. It's been 15 years, you know, and I'm now, you know, Jesus was in the tomb for 3 days. I was in it for 15 years. So it's, you know, it's time. It really is. It's like, daughter, it's time. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to rise. Take your place.
Amen. Awesome.
Also, yes. So thank you.
So anytime you forget, you know, have this recording so you can hear yourself declare your truth.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Gwendolyn.
Thank you. Many blessings to you
both. Keep me posted. Yeah.
I will. I will. Thank you. Mm. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Michael. I'm sorry, David.
I don't get that started.
No, I want Michael. Yeah.
It's Michael. Thank you.
Okay.
You get everybody confused on this show. I was hearing Helen Reddy tuning up for you about this Gwendolyn here.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Love that.
This is wonderful. Thank you. Thank you both.
Said. That was great. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for calling in. So,
absolutely.
Okay. Great. All right.
You know, it's like Shakespeare said, you know, what is in a name? And the answer is a lot. So recognize, you know, that again, you know, what we choose to be called and what we allow others to call us says, I mean, I could honestly read everything that I need. From a psychological level, I don't even need to be psychic. If you tell me what you choose to call yourself, and then what you also allow others to call you, I can just read you from a psychological level.
Uh-huh.
And what I mean
right.
by that is, like, what are the nicknames? You know, what are people, how do people identify you? You know, and so, because all that's energy. And the aspect of a name is the definement of who we are and how we're showing up in the world. You know, so it is powerful stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, with the name, and I think that's why I resonate with Michael, and I really don't anymore with David.
Mm-hmm.
Both great names, but, you know, David's more of a conqueror. I'd rather, you know, be one of love and of compassion and of help. I think if people resonate with, you know, with Michael.
Yeah. Well, Michael is an archangel, but he's also the archangel actually in the beginning of Christianity, Michael was actually known as, you know, as the angel of war, you know, so that's why, and a lot of times, a lot of his pictures, you know, he's got a sword with him. You know, so, but even in that, it's a beautiful, you know, aspect, you know, and actually Mikael, you know, is the angel of fire, you know, so, you know, but that's beautiful in itself because it's recognizing that masculine and feminine energy, you know, comes together, you know, as an angel of paving new roads and paving new destinies and cutting through all the crap.
Yeah, that's for sure. Definitely can use that these days. You know, I know we just have a few minutes left of the program, so I wanted it to be not a political show, so that's why I didn't talk about it, but I've only got a couple minutes. I just wanted to ask you, you probably haven't heard the news maybe today, the full news, but, you know, I find it interesting that that today, you know, the FBI director comes out and testifies in front of Congress and says, hey, you know, we've been investigating Donald Trump or organization and Russia since July of 16. And we still are for possible criminal activity, which mm-hmm. is big news. But it's like well, why wasn't that put out there when the Hillary thing was put out there, you know, just days before the election? Why wasn't that put out there also? I mean, that is, you know,
well,
that's a crime.
I watched the whole, you know, the whole. Interaction, whatever, just because, you know, in the mornings is my stock market time, and that's how I'm keeping up. I mean, I'm watching Meet the Press. I'm really into the whole political thing right now, but with that said, I mean, he never, you know, actually, you know, said that they're investigating Trump per se, but, you know, it, like Comey specifically said, like, I'm not going to name names. I'm going to go away from all of that. I don't want to speculate, but there's definitely a lot that he implied, you know, and that's what a lot of the critics, you know, said afterwards was, well, you could really kind of formulate really what's going on by actually what his answers were, you know, when he gave no comment or when he, you know, commented a little bit and, you know, those type of things. Like there's definitely, you know, there's definitely a lot of smoke there. And my whole thing though is like the Republicans keep trying to defer it, you know, as well as 45, he keeps trying to defer it, you know, by saying, well, what about these leaks? And it's like, no, these leaks and these great journalists are the reason why our country is so great. And if there's nothing for you to worry about, then the leaks really shouldn't matter. And do the right thing so that no one has anything to leak about. So there's definitely a lot there, and it's only going to get more and more muddy and swampy, and I believe that he's going to get his, and I am looking forward to that.
Yeah, I know a lot of Americans are, so it just, you just don't trade just, you know, anything to get that job, and that's what he did. He just gave up anything, which is colluding with our enemies who don't want anything good for our country or anybody in the world for that matter.
But the problem is though, is that Fox News isn't giving the same spin. You know, their whole spin today was, you know, talking about the leaks. And so when we say a lot of people are done with him, yeah, but the problem is that I don't know that it's the Trump supporters. You know
right.
that better than me because I'm in California,
right.
you know. So it's easy for me to say, oh, yeah, the whole, you know, everyone's against him, but, you know, but he still got elected. So I don't know that even with all of this, you know, stuff that's out there, I don't know that it's changing Trump supporters' minds. It should. And if not that, then the health care bill, which is unbelievably bad, should be changing Trump supporters' minds. But I don't know that it is because Fox continues to provide alternate facts and continues to look at things that's not really truthful. And so, you know, our divide as a country is our divide of networks. Whether you flip on Fox News or you flip on MSNBC, you're going to get two completely different truths. And that's really what our problem is right now.
Yeah. You nailed it on the head right there, because a couple things on that is, well, one thing is I posted something last night on a couple of sites that it was Shepard Smith from Fox. He's the only one that is, I think, honest, and he came out and this video shows where he just blasts Trump, you know, for all of his just nonsense, just flat lies, as he said, but coming from him is a big deal. And that's why I want to keep posting that, because those people that so love Fox to get the alternative news, you know, maybe there's something. But as far as what you said, you know, I don't think this Russian thing surprisingly doesn't affect them. But this healthcare thing, I have heard quite a few start to be like, wow, this is not what he promised. And they can't believe, you know, how, like, you know, a 64-year-old under Obamacare would pay $1,700 a year for their health care. And this person only makes $20,000 a year. But under this, you know, new Trump care, whatever you want to call it, they would be paying excess close to, 16,000 to 18,000 a year for healthcare, making it unreachable. So even though they can say, yeah, they got access, but they can't afford it. So, you know, and I think that is what will, you know, if they pass it, I have severe, you know, doubts that they will, because I heard this afternoon the deep conservatives met with Ryan and all that, and they were deeply troubled. They said that the bill wasn't conservative enough. I mean, they want absolutely nothing. Just throw the poor and the elderly to the wolves, and that, you know. So hopefully the bill just dies and doesn't get passed. But
yeah, and that's why we need, you know, people to continue to exercise our rights as a democracy. We're fighting. This country is fighting for its choice to be a democracy or to fall back, you know, in line with. With more of a dictatorship, aristocracy, you know, type of government, and that's why our democracy is on the line right now. I mean, Russia threatened it, you know, in terms of our whole voting process, and now, you know, 45 is coming in, you know, with all of his propaganda to really serve the rich. I mean, even Fox News admitted and said, you know, this healthcare bill is all about, you know, a bill for helping the rich. And so I don't know how, if I was a Trump supporter, you know, I'd be very pissed right now. And hopefully, you know, the Republicans, you know, take a stand against this and start, you know, the Republican Party really needs to find their own soul, because it's really hard to look at them and say, oh, well, they're not, you know, being lobbied by, you know, big corporations, you know, fossil fuel corporations and so on and so forth. And they really need to find their soul, because once upon a time, Republican Party was the soul of this nation. You know, Abraham Lincoln, you know, was a Republican. And so, but somewhere down the line, you know, that party lost that. And now they're really the party of the rich, and the party of the rich and the ignorant Christians. And so we really need, you know, that party is really going to, it's really our last line of defense, you know, to let us know, you know, are we going to continue down really this evil path that the Trump administration has started us on, or are they going to take a stand and say, no, this is not what our forefathers, you know, had, you know, for, it dreamt of for our country, and this is not right.
Last thing I'll say is I noticed on CNN the recent Gallup poll has Trump approval rating down to 37%, record territory there. So maybe
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, and that's overall. Yeah, no, and that's overall. But the problem is that, I mean, at least by Sunday, you know, according to Meet the Press, you know, with Republicans, his approval is still in the high 80s. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah, overall, yeah, he's lost the independents, but he hasn't lost the Republican Party. And that's where we need the Republican Party to pick country over party.
Right.
And if they don't, you know, then then they should be, you know, not hanged literally, but hanged, you know, symbolically, you know, in terms of being shamed. You know, publicly.
All right. Got to leave it there, Josh. I'm flat out of time, but always enjoy it, my brother.
Definitely. So, love you, man. Thanks for having me on again, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. We'll see you then, Josh. Okay. Great. Right. Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. It's Joshua Darnell, and all his contact information is right here on the show page. Link coming up next, psychic cop Chuck Bergman and Marilyn Pasek. Take your phone call. So everybody redial. We'll start in less than a minute.